The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Well, Opera Omaha is going to be launching a brand new season. The 2026-27 season kicks off in August, and who better to talk about the season with than the general director of Opera Omaha, Allison Swenson. Allison, thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike.
The kickoff every year is actually one of my favorite events, and this year is going to be at Stinson Park. Opera Outdoors. Can you talk about that program? It's just so much fun for the whole family.
Absolutely. Opera Outdoors is a free outdoor concert, and it features our wonderful Opera Omaha chorus, as well as some principal soloists that we bring in from all over the country to sing opera's greatest hits for you. And it's outside, it's under the stars. You can bring a blanket and a bottle of wine and some snacks and enjoy the very best of the best.
Little different venue this year at Stinson Park, just so people don't get in the habit of heading down to the previous location, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're trying out Stinson Park, and there's tons of free parking in the area, as well as great restaurants and shops, and we're excited to be in a new and different space.
The next event that I see here happens at the Slowdown. Can you talk about that?
So we're really spreading out across the city next year, and we're in several different venues, including Slowdown, and it features the incredible baritone Will Liverman in concert one night only. And Will is a superstar on the operatic stage, and he's also a composer. And so you can expect a really diverse and interesting program from Will.
The first one of the 26-27 season at the Orpheum Theater. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. This is one that really everyone should see. Of course, everyone should see everything we do. But if you've never been to an opera before, come see La Boheme. It is the perfect first opera. It has everything that you're looking for in an opera-going experience. Lush melodies, incredible singing. It has tragedy, it has comedy, big grand sets and costumes, and it's really not that long. So it's a perfect introduction to opera.
That's wonderful. Well, you mentioned that you're kind of fanning out across the city with performances, and the Pigeon Keeper is no exception to that. In January of 2027, you're actually opening this one at the Rose Theater.
That's right. This is a continuation of our family opera series. And I think of our family opera series as Pixar for opera. So it's really for audiences of all ages. Although, yes, it is appropriate for children. It's not exclusive to children. And that also features a children's chorus. So if you're listening to this and your kids like to sing, we have two shows for them next year, and we have auditions coming up soon for children's chorus, so keep that in mind.
What does a child need to be able to do in order to be considered for these roles?
My wonderful colleagues will post online what the requirements are for the auditions, but I think it is a very simple exercise of matching pitches and singing a simple song.
Perfect. Well, if you're looking for that information, that would be at operaomaha.org. Now, moving along into March.
So in March, we do an opera called Ariadne auf Naxos. This piece takes place at a wealthy patron's manor home, and he is hosting a dinner party, and he's hired opera performers, and he has hired a troupe of comedians. So in the first act, we see how the opera performers and the comedians get along backstage. Spoiler alert, they don't. And then at the end of the first act, a butler announces to the performers there isn't enough time to do both performances, so they have to combine them. So then what you see in the second act is the opera performance with the appearance of comedians throughout.
Kind of a Marx Brothers Night at the Opera with real opera.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's also not long. It's also a short one.
That's awesome. Finally, on April 30th at the Holland Performing Arts Center.
We're bringing in the English Concert, the world's preeminent Baroque orchestra from London. And this will be their third appearance in Omaha as part of our season schedule. They perform in the United States very infrequently, only two performances a year, one in California and one in New York at Carnegie Hall. And so we're really lucky to be a part of their national tour. And they are doing Handel's opera Alessandro, which is a story of Alexander the Great, and it's really a love triangle. That piece was written in 1727 and has only been performed in the United States one other time. It really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Wow, every 300 years. Well, you can set your watch by it. That's fantastic. what a diverse, wonderful season. Tickets and information at operaomaha.org. She is the general director of Opera Omaha, and her name is Allison Swenson. Allison, thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.